Listen to what the story says and learn what the story teaches. Listen to what the story says and learn what the story teaches. Moral of the story. Moral of the story. Moral of the story.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله. I welcome my dear viewers of Madani channel back to our silsila, a very beautiful silsila named One Story, One Lesson. Alhamdulillah, in this program, in this silsila, we listen to a beautiful narration, a story through which we try to attain lessons for our life. This is Madani channel for you, which brings to you such beautiful programs, which brings to you such beautiful narrations, such educational silsilas. So what you have to do now is sit back, relax and enjoy and try to attain lessons from this beautiful program. And yes, we have to keep watching Madani channel, and we also have to invite our friends, our family members to put Madani channel in their houses and to keep tuned to Madani channel. So inshallah, before heading forward towards our story for today, it's a very beautiful story and too much to learn from that story. But before that inshallah, let me narrate to you a beautiful narration regarding reciting durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has stated, O people, indeed the person to receive instant relief from the anxieties and accountability on the day of judgment will be the one reciting the most durood upon me and this world. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The story for today is actually a very important lesson for each and every one of us. We have come to this world for a purpose, and our purpose is to please Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Life is a journey. We are heading towards our final destination. And to give us a broader picture and a better picture, because what happens is, it is a human nature that most of the times we understand better when an example is given to us. There was once a person, a very pious man, a person who would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, spend his days and nights in the worship of Allah ta'ala, trying to attain the pleasure of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, spending nights in ibadat, spending days in ibadat, spending so much of time in prostration, in sajda. But once, he got hold of a gold brick. A brick made of gold came to his possession. Now when he got that brick, he went home. And he started planning that I will get this now. I will buy a grand house, a beautiful house. And he is planning to do this and he is planning to do that. I will get a good nice house. I will change my lifestyle. I will be of this standard. I will be to that standard. You know, people will look up to me. Now I am looking at so many wealthy people. There will come a time when people will be looking at me. I'll have this. When I move through the streets, people will look at me. This is how much money I'll have. This is what I will do. This is where I will spend. This is what I will treat my wealth. He was planning. And you know, to an extent, he got away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's in his plans, in all whatever he's trying and planning for the future. He missed out the point on that point which he spent his life throughout. That point was the pleasure of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When this wealth entered in, now he is no more planning of pleasing Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now he is planning how to attain more higher standards in the world. So he's dreaming about all that, he's planning about all that. The morning arrives, and in the morning what this man does, he's going somewhere, and he sees a person by a graveyard, and that person is making bricks from the sand of the qabr, from the sand of the grave. He's making bricks. So this person who had found his new wealth, who had found this golden brick, saw the scenario, saw the scene happening, that a man is there, he is in Qabristan, he is in the graveyard, by a grave, taking the sand, forming it into wet sand and making bricks out of it. So, he got worried. The veil of heedlessness went away from his eyes. And he thought that, what am I doing? I'm also going to go in there. And what if someone tomorrow comes by my grave and tries to do the very same thing? What will happen with me? It's possible. I will be in the grave. That would have been my grave maybe. And this man would be making bricks out of my own grave soil. So he woke up from his dream. He was daydreaming. He was lost. He woke up. And he abandoned that golden brick. He said, no. What I am doing, what I possess, taqwa, piety, this is better than this golden brick. I don't want it. I do not want it. And he abandoned that golden brick. Imagine, my dear Islamic brothers. This world, when it approaches to us, do we welcome it? Do we reject it? We are not refusing that do not attain the luxuries of this world, do not have a good house, do not have a good transport. But the point is that to get overindulged in these things lead us to heedlessness, lead us to become negligent from the remembrance of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When this world enters in our heart, the piety starts to fade away slowly, slowly, slowly. Then we start thinking like this man, how he was dreaming. Then we start dreaming of newly worldly luxuries. We try to think and plan that I want to do this, I want to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. If a person gets one mountain of gold, still he will not be satisfied. You will be feeling that I want another mountain of gold. This is our position nowadays. We should think. Heedlessness may become dangerous for our piety. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuhalladina amanu, la tulhikum amwalukum wa la awladukum an dhikrillah. Wa man yaf'al dhalika fa ulaika humul khasirun. That O you who believe, O you people who have iman, O people who believe, may not your wealth, O your children, cause you to neglect the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whoever does this, so it is they who are in a loss. So this story should actually be an example for us, that how this person was dreaming, how this person was planning, but within time, before it was too late, his eyes opened up that, no, what direction am I choosing? This is not my direction. This is not the path for which I am sent to the world. So, when would we realize? This man in the story realized before time. So, do we intend to realize before time, or we intend to realize after time? The decision in our hands. We heard this example. This example should play a vital role in our life. Let's keep ourselves in the place of that man and think that that man attained a golden brick. And now think about what have we attained, what we have, the money we have, the cars we have, the houses we have, and think, are these things distracting me from the remembrance of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And then think that how about one morning, that how about when I die, and there are people by my grave and making bricks out of my grave. Or just think about the grave itself. This will, you know, give us a time, a moment to realize on our situations. So this story should act like an eye-opener for us. The story is really an eye-opener. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq that we take heed from this narration. This story is actually a warning. This story is actually a lesson for those people who are concerned only of their well-being in the world. For those who are accepting hardships. For those who are ready to take any problems, any difficulties, to travel outside the country, to travel here and there, travel abroad, take on new jobs and new companies. Why? To take money. But they are heedless of traveling with the devotees of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They're heedless of going to a nearby masjid in their own town, which is on walking distance. They're ready to go to another country to earn money. But but to go to the next street where the muazzin says, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala falah, every day, 5 times a day. That person is not ready to go. That such a person should take heed of this. That person should take heed of this. The person who is ready to spend millions, thousands, for getting a good transportation for himself, for attaining a good lavish house, for attaining the luxuries of this world. But when it comes to spending the path of Allah Ta'ala, that person is negligent. That person is heedless. That person, you know, takes his hand away. So, that person should take heed of the story. It should be an eye-opener for such people who are accepting every sort of hardship to attain the pleasure of this world, but are not worried about the pleasure of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, let's take heed before it's too late. Let's learn, let's realize before it's too late that day is not far when you and I will go away. It's possible that you are watching me now. What's the guarantee that you will be able to stand up from your seat? What's the guarantee that I will be able to stand up from my seat? What's the guarantee that I will be able to complete this program with you? There is no guarantee. But what will happen once we die, and then we realize that what have I left back? I've only left back money, which I would not need it now, which would be of no use to me now. What will be of use to me now are my good deeds. Those good deeds which I have done for Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how many of those do I have? And at that moment we will think, Ya Allah, how about if I had a chance that I would go in the world, I would get life back, and I would perform at least 2 rakat for you. At that time, if we start thinking that, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at least one chance, now I will live my life according to what the Quran says and what the Hadith says. I will live my life according to the Sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Allah, what about if I had a chance that I would at least read one Subhanallah, at least I would make one sajda in which I shed tears for you. That time will be too late. Would be too late. Every person who passes away from the world, every person who dies from the world, is actually teaching us. He's actually giving us a lesson that I'm gone, you are next. I'm gone, you are next. Do we realize this? Let's realize this before it's too late. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجْلٍ قَرِيبٍ فَأَصَّدَّقَ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ وَلَنْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا وَاللَّهُ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, translation of Kanzul Iman, and spend from what we have provided you before death approaches any one of you. And he then says, my Rabb, why did you not give me respite for a little while so that I could give charity and become amongst the virtuous ones? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never give respite to any soul when its promise arrives, and Allah azza wa jal is aware of your deeds. Imagine at that time when we are thinking that, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how about I could get respite of some time? So I could do good deeds, I would give charity, I would do good deeds and become amongst the pious ones. But no, time is prescribed, time is set. You have a time watching me, I have a time. Every one of us, we have a destined time, and our time would be there, and not 1 minute early, not 1 minute late, not 1 second early, not 1 second late. We would have to depart from this world. At that time, whatever we regret would be of no use to us. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we open our eyes before our eyes close. Once our eyes close, and then when we realize that time, it would be too late. So like how this man in the story attained that brick, after attaining that brick, the plans he was making, from those plans, he extracted this result that these plans will divert me from my good cause towards a bad cause. So likewise, let's also realize that this world would make us negligent of the remembrance of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So along with living good in the world, we should not be negligent with the remembrance of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, we do spend money on ourselves. If it's from halal, if we are spending in halal, if we are earning from halal, may Allah Ta'ala bless you, may Allah Ta'ala bless me. But along with that, we should not hesitate in giving charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are traveling for business, we are going here and there, no problem. But when it comes to going to the masjid, when the muadhin is calling for prayer, at that time also, we should not step back. We should be on the front line. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided us so many ni'mats. But let's not get overindulged in them to the extent that we forget our genuine goals. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us on the remembrance and the love of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Listen to what the story says and learn what the story teaches. Listen to what the story says and learn what the story teaches. Moral of the story, moral of the story, moral of the story.